ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 10. To guffaw or to groan.
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, this is Natsuko.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia Series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
そうですね。There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. 擬音語 and 擬態語。
擬音語 are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds like our English onomatopoeia.
Such as, ワンワン。
Ruff, ruff, or bow wow.
Nyang, nyang.
Meow, meow. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describes the situation, feeling, or state using sound.
Such as, pera pera.
Fluent in a foreign language. So, we hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. Natsuko-san, this onomatopoeia lesson is designed to review the onomatopoeia we learned from lessons 6 to lesson 9, with a dialogue.
Great.
Now, how many onomatopoeia are we going to review?
7 個です。We have 7 onomatopoeia in the dialogue.
Which are?
ガミガミ、ゲラゲラ、ニコニコ、ヘラヘラ、シクシク、ブーブー、ネチネチ。
Now again, you have to hear them in context to fully understand them. Today's conversation is between?
Two boys. They are Daiki and Hiroshi.
The conversation takes place at?
Maybe at school.
And it seems like the speakers are classmates, so they'll be using?
Informal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
うちの母さん、勉強しろってガミガミうるさいんだよ。
大変だな。うちの母さんは一緒にテレビを見てゲラゲラ笑ってるよ。
いいなあ、大輝の家は。いつもニコニコ明るい家族だから。
でも先月大変だったよ。父さんが母さんの誕生日を忘れちゃって。
それで？
最初シクシク泣いてた。だけど父さんがヘラヘラして謝らないから、ブーブー文句を言い出したんだ。その後一週間くらい、ネチネチ文句言ってたな。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくり。お願いします。
うちの母さん、勉強しろって、ガミガミ、うるさいんだよ。
大変だな。うちの母さんは、一緒にテレビを見て、ゲラゲラ笑ってるよ。
いいなあ。大輝の家はいつもニコニコ。明るい家族だから。
でも、先月、大変だったよ。父さんが、母さんの誕生日を忘れちゃって。
それで？
最初、しくしく泣いてた。だけど、父さんが、ヘラヘラして、謝らないから。ブーブー文句を言い出したんだ。その後、一週間くらい、ネチネチ文句言ってたな。
次は、英語が入ります。
うちの母さん、勉強しろってガミガミうるさいんだよ。
My mom is always nagging at me and telling me to study.
大変だな。うちの母さんは一緒にテレビを見てゲラゲラ笑ってるよ。
Sounds rough. My mom is always watching TV with me and laughing out loud.
いいなあ、大輝の家は。いつもニコニコ明るい家族だから。
Man, I like your family. Everyone's always all smiles.
でも先月大変だったよ。父さんが母さんの誕生日を忘れちゃって。
But last month was a bit rough. My dad forgot my mom's birthday.
それで？
Then what?
最初しくしく泣いてた。
Well, at first, she was quietly crying about it.
だけど父さんがヘラヘラして謝らないから、ブーブー文句を言い出したんだ。
But my dad didn't take it seriously and didn't apologize. So then she started to gripe about it.
その後1週間くらいネチネチ文句言ってたな。
And after that, she wouldn't let it go and kept moaning and groaning for about a week.
夏子さん、はい、To be honest, I don't know how useful this lesson is for someone.
They're really useful.
You think so? I don't think they're very useful.
Why?
Well, the reason I say that is, think about it. It seems like maybe someone who is familiar with a groaning or pouting person. So they're going to have to describe that. So it's not really talking about a person in a very positive way.
Well, there are some positive onomatopoeia as well.
But think about this. You know, like, Natsuko-san, imagine, you know, we're married and, you know, you're kind of complaining and I say to you,Natsuko-san, nechi nechi monku yunaide kudasai. What do you think is going to happen to me?
you can use in other ways. you don't need to directly say it to the person.
Yeah, so translation is, you would never dare say that to me. Now, these are very, very useful, but again, they're kind of used for describing not the most positive situation. So yeah, as Natsuko said, you don't want to say it directly to the person. Except for maybe the laughing one. That was pretty good. Let's look at the vocabulary for this lesson. Natsuko-san, first word.
家族
Family.
家族家族
Next word.
先月
Last month.
先月先月
Next word.
誕生日
Birthday.
誕生日誕生日
Next word.
忘れる
To forget.
忘れる忘れる
Next word.
謝る
To apologize.
謝る謝る
Okay, Natsuko-san, let's take a closer look at some of these onomatopoeia. What is the first one we're going to look at?
The first one is ゲラゲラ
Can we have the sentence from the dialogue?
うちの母さんは一緒にテレビを見てゲラゲラ笑ってるよ。
My mom is always watching TV with me and laughing out loud. Natsuko-san, can you drop the onomatopoeia and say the same sentence again?
Sure. うちの母さんは一緒にテレビを見て笑ってるよ。
My mom always watches TV with me and laughs.
Well, since 笑う could mean to laugh, to smile, or to grin, and so on. So, without the onomatopoeia,It's not even clear whether the mother is smiling or laughing.
That's a very, very good point. I remember one time, like, I was smiling at this person, and she said to me,
Yes.
何笑ってる? Like, up until that point, I always kind of associated with 笑, with to laugh.
Out loud.
Yeah, but she's like, what are you smiling at?
Right.
Huh. So, as we learned in Onomatopoeia Lesson 6, Gera Gera describes the sound of guffawing in a rather loud voice. Natsuko-san?Kind of like a
ha 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 ha.
So by adding geta geta, the listener can picture that the mother is laughing out loud. In this conversation, we can see the contrast between the image of Daiki's mother laughing out loud and Hiroshi's mother complaining loudly.
Right. Hiroshi のお母さんはいつもガミガミ怒っています。でも Daiki のお母さんはいつもゲラゲラ笑っています。
What's the second onomatopoeia we're going to review?
Boo boo.
Now, in the dialogue we have,
Boo boo, 文句を言い出したんだ
Started to gripe about it. There's no subject in the sentence, so can you put in the subject and say the same sentence again, please?
母さんは Boo boo, 文句を言い出したんだ
My mother started to gripe about it. And this time, drop the onomatopoeia, please.
母さんは文句を言い出したんだ
My mother started to complain. So without the onomatopoeia,How the mother complained isn't very clear.
Right.
So the listener can know how the complaint was made by using boo boo.
Boo boo 文句を言う means to complain loudly.
And it's a little similar to the English word booing.
So Natsuko-san, do you think boo boo is the same as booing?
Well, it sounds similarly, but not exactly the same. Booing in Japanese is booing.
That's the word for it.
Yes, so the exact word.
Yeah, the Japanese had like a baseball game. They wouldn't do booingu, booingu. So it's just a word to describe the action of actually booing.
Mm-hmm. But they do actually say boo.
Yes, that's why it's a little tricky here. This is actually really useful because boo-boo is also an onomatopoeia for a sound a pig makes.
Yes, right. It's also used for the sound the automobile makes, like zoom-zoom.
Is that when the horn is honked?
Not actually the horn.
What kind of sound?
It's the sound the engine makes, maybe.
Ah.
Boo-boo. So usually used by small children, but boo-boo sometimes stands for cars.
And then we have a little variation on it where the first vowel is short, but the second one is long, meaning incorrect.
Boo-boo.
So there's quite a few onomatopoeia with this sound.
Rather confusing.
But of course, in the conversation, we can show the transformation of the mother from when she first cries weakly to when she starts complaining loudly.
そうですね。お母さんは最初シクシク泣いていて、それからブーブー文句を言いました。
So it's very visual. She went from to rawr.
So her mood changed dramatically.
And of course, these are very useful words for really spicing up your Japanese and really being very descriptive with your words.
Yes.
Okay, that just about does it for today. Be sure to stop by the website JapanesePod11.com and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of onomatopoeia that appeared in this lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other lessons.
We hope that your life is full of Nico Nico.
Smiling widely. That's going to do for today.
うちの母さん勉強しろってガミガミうるさいんだよ。
大変だな。うちの母さんは一緒にテレビを見てゲラゲラ笑ってるよ。
いいなあ、大輝の家は。いつもニコニコ明るい家族だから。
でも先月大変だったよ。父さんが母さんの誕生日を忘れちゃって。
それで？
最初シクシク泣いてた。だけど父さんがヘラヘラして謝らないから、ブーブー文句を言い出したんだ。その後一週間くらい、ネチネチ文句言ってたな。